nowy Xiaomi corresponding to nowy Bavli Daf Lamed Ches. We begin a new Xiaomi on Daf Chav Zion on the base, on the Mishnah on that Tanocha base. B'chayev al Yain Mishnei Atznoi, al Ha'anov Mishnei Atznon, al Ha'atzon Mishnei Atznon, al Ha'dog Mishnei Atznon. Liable for wine by itself, grapes by themselves, Ha'atzonim by themselves, and Zogim by themselves. But also in a Zoya, I may in a high by Jericho, Shnei Ha'atzonim by Zogim. But below the Benazari, the ones liable only for eating two pits and their peels. Elo heine chatzonim, elo heine zogim, chatzonim, elo chatzonim, azogim, elo apnimim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Which are chatzonim, which are zogim? According to Rabbi Yehuda, chatzonim are the outside, means the great peels, and zogim are the inner pits. Basi aime, shulatita, kazug, shalbahema, chatzonim, zug, apnimi, inro. Basically said that they are the opposite, so they were an air. I'll tell you a marshal, it's like an animal bell. The outer part is zug, and the inner clapper is inbol. Siv, la'anovim, lachim, v'yivishim, v'yichol. Masha shenehim, la'anovim, inan, anuyoidim, shehin, lachim. Matamalim, la'anovim, lachim, v'yivishim. Well, ask the question, it says in the Pasuk, again in Bamidbar, Peg, Zor, Prophet Gimel. And grapes which are moist or dry, he shall not eat. Since it says anovim, do I not know that they are moist? Why does it say va'anovim lachem yivishim? The chayev alzevifnei atzmai is to obligate for moist grapes by itself and dry grapes by itself. Va'asik ha'adol etani chizkia ma'ay b'makom shalei osa p'seles pri kapri osa lachem yivishim kan she osa p'seles pri kapri. Everyone said this is like what Chizkiya said in a place referring to Orla where the Torah did not make the waste of a fruit like a fruit, it made dry like moist. So here in Nazir, it made the waste of a fruit like a fruit, and also it should make dry like moist. If so, why does it say lachem v'yevashim? This obligates to this by itself and this by itself. Asikya hida amma hilal yachlo vichayim rechev masha shema rechev ain anu yoidim shavichayim michal matamilim vichayim rechev lechayim azir shnei alzmei vazir shnei alzmei. It's like a bilah taught. The Pasuk says in Zorim Pekhov Dalet, Pasuk Vav, take the upper or lower millstone and security for a loan. Now, since it says Recha, which is the upper millstone, don't I know that Rechaim, which is the lower millstone, is included? Why does it say Rechaim v'Rechav? It obligates for this by itself and this by itself. Lachim no abaitis abaitsa, lachim no abaitis madar. There's a baitis that says that lachim includes boisa, which is unripe grapes. Lachim includes smadar, which is the flower from which comes the boisa. Nisa Debyesi, Debyesi Omel, Smadar also Benazir and Pleshu Pri. The Baisa is like Debyesi, who says that Smadar is forbidden to a Nazir because it is Pri. Baisa and Smadar are not absolute Pri, and therefore we need a Pasuk to include them. Yesh Orichal Eshkol, the Chayav Meshuvah Novim, Lachem Yavishim, the Chatzonim, the Zagim, Shore Lashem Mashre, Mishne Mishre, Sakhde Lashem Yain, the Hisavoy, Mishum Mechalat Yaitzim Egefen Yayin V'Gaymer. The Gemara says that one could eat one cluster is liable for Lachim, Yivashim, Chatzonim, and Zogim. If he soaked the grapes in water and drank it, he's liable for Mishum. If he squeezed them, he's liable for wine. If they warned him for Mechalat Yaitzim Egefen Yayin, Amr Vi Abba, Rabbi Abba Bar Acha says that the reason for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is due to beria, means he obligates for a whole grape only if he also ate the peel. Tani chatzonim, which is Arzag Lavi es Hashorish Shvin Taim. We have a vice that says Me chatzonim ba'arzag includes the matter in between them. Ma'asi was taught in the name of Rabbi Elazar that the pasuk Michal Asher Yasim Egefen Hayayin, even leaves and sprigs are implied. We expand Mechal Sonovat Zayk for the previous Drosha. Also, Kerebi Yishmol, the Yishmol Omer, which is the following part of Klal HaKobichol, or the Ruba, mean the Yishmol, the Omer, Hafilu Pat, or Klal HaPat HaKobichol. The Gemara answers that the Bereza holds like Rabbi Shmuel, because Rabbi Shmuel says that the part of Klal, everything is included in the Klal, even, and he holds even bigger Chiddush that than Rabbi Shmuel, because the Bereza says, so even for part of Klal, the part, everything is included. Eiv double name Mechatzon of Azagim, Navi Hashalosh Ibn Taim. Why does it say Mechatzon of Azag? And that's, this includes the matter in between them. Now time is the B.A.C. What is a result of Yosef's opinion? Ochal chasizayis chalsonim v'azogim na'anova achas. As that is the velos v'azavia, chayev, or that is the rabbonim part. There's this, he ate half a kazayis of chalsonim, which is bits and zogim from one grape. According to velos v'azavia, he's liable that the varia and the grape have pits and only one peel. And according to rabbonim, he's exempt. My time with the what's the result of Rehud's opinion? Ochal kazayis chatzonim v'zogim mishtei anovis al dasi devlov v'nazoye in a chayev l'achas al dasi devlovonon chayev shtayim. If he ate a kazayis of chatzonim which is peeled and a zogim from two grapes, according to devlov v'nazoye, one is not liable for less than a kazayis, like all the surim, just a kazayis hakosav exempts until he eats chatzonim which is two peels and zog. There are only two peels and two grapes, so he's liable only once. According to the Rabbanon, who don't expound the Xerath HaKosav, he's liable twice. Amavi Avun, Asya, Dimlov, and Azariah, Krav Yosi, Enter Krav Yudah, Ochal, Gzais, Ochal Gzais, Shini, Shnei Chalfonim, Vezagan, I should say. The Avon said, Dimlov, and Azariah holds like Rehudah. If you say that he holds like Rehudah, he should have said that one is not liable until he eats a Gzais, including two chalsonim, which is peels, and zog.